World Stroke Organization's Stroke Research Committee has been working to establish a set of research recommendations relevant to the WSO mission for stroke treatment, prevention and recovery. To establish these recommendations, the committee systematically collated, categorized and reviewed research recommendations from multiple other national, regional and patient-centered stroke organizations. I'm Carmen Lave-Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke. I spoke to Dr. Ralph Sacco about this important initiative.
Ralph Sacco, I'm Professor and Chair of Neurology at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine and a board member of the World Stroke Organization and Chair of the Research Committee.
So you have submitted a paper, the Review and Prioritization of Stroke Research Recommendations, which is to address the mission of the World Stroke Organization. And it's a call to action from the World Stroke Organization Research Committee. So the first question I need to ask you is, how did the WSO format the research committee? And how will these recommendations be prioritized within the WSO mission?
When Dr. Stephen Davis became president of the WSO, he started a few new committees under the organization to help support its mission. And one of the new committees that he formulated was the Stroke Research Committee. So we're sort of new committee only in the last 2 years or so when I started on the board, and was lucky enough to have some great members of our committee, including Peter Sandico, Matthias Andreas, Valerie Feigen, Jiraj Pandian, Yukita Shinohara, and David Spence. And I think when the committee was first started, it was to deal with research issues that may pertain to, you know, the mission of the WSO. So, for example, one of the early goals was to increase teaching and education, and we formulated a course that now has been presented twice at the World Stroke Congress on research methodology. We thought if we could improve the infrastructure of researchers out there, we could improve research in stroke at various countries, including developing countries. And one of the second issues we decided to tackle early on was looking at research priorities, and that really brought us into this exercise in reviewing and prioritizing research priorities for the WSO.
We'll talk about what the recommendations were in a moment, but how were they actually established?
Sometimes it's difficult to establish research recommendations. And we're a small committee and working under lower amount of resources, we decided to take on a systematic review of other research priorities published by other organizations. So when the committee was formulated, we said, why don't we see what research recommendations are already out there across the world from various organizations, review them, collate them, and try to prioritize them as we think about the mission of the WSO. So we went around looking in the literature. We contacted various other stroke organizations, both national and regional, to find out through their websites or through their publications if they had any recommendations. And then as we collated them, each member of the committee summarize those research recommendations as we summarize some of them in the specific publication. So, for example, the Stroke Synergium, which was held in 2010, which is a forum of numerous stakeholders interested in stroke research. They had published and worked on a prioritized world agenda for research. And there were so many great recommendations that the committee reviewed from Synergium, but there were others. We looked at recommendations from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and stroke research priorities in the United States. We reviewed published guidelines from European stroke organizations who had had a first and second European science workshop. We also reviewed recommendations from a variety of other organizations, including the Canadian Stroke Network, the UK Stroke Association, the UK Medical Research Council, the Wellcome Trust, variety of organizations that were from other countries, the National Stroke Foundation of Australia, the Japanese Stroke Society, the Indian Council of Medical Research, Stroke Group of Peru, as many as we could get our hands on. You know, obviously some recommendations may not be fully published, but whatever we could find that was out there, the committee tried to review, list, and then try to prioritize.
What in itself is the actual call to action?
So the call to action is, first of all, to be aware that there are a lot of unanswered questions regarding research. And after we went through our exercise and prioritized, we broke our research recommendations down to the top two for treatment, for prevention, and for recovery for stroke. I think really the call to action is, if anything, is to, one, get everyone, particularly policymakers, people who fund research, and even researchers out there, aware of what the research priorities for the WSO may be and for all of us globally. And obviously to raise both awareness and money to try to get some of these research priorities addressed. I think we thought it would be important to, as the WSO Research Committee, publicize as broadly as possible, you know, the top six priorities for stroke research worldwide.
And what are those top six priorities?
So when ranking them, after we went through our exercise, we even went through a priority setting exercise with the board of directors for the WSO, and then tried to rank, based on number of votes, the highest priorities. For stroke treatment, the two highest priorities were to establish stroke centers and stroke units to assist patients with acute stroke, to expand and integrate existing stroke trial networks to accelerate translation. And this actually is occurring now in the United States and in other areas like Canada, where they've organized around stroke research networks across many stroke centers. For stroke prevention, our top two were establishment of a global chronic disease prevention initiative that includes stroke as a major focus among a cluster of conditions, and to focus on the prevention of vascular cognitive impairment. And actually, some of this is occurring, particularly the global initiative in the wake of the 2011 UN meeting, high-level meeting on non-communicable diseases, and the great work being done by the WSO to raise stroke as a global initiative for chronic disease prevention in a larger umbrella of disease prevention for non-communicable diseases. And then for stroke recovery, there were two main recommendations. One, standardize the practice of post-stroke rehabilitation based on best evidence, and there is more accumulating evidence on approaches to stroke recovery. And then two, evaluate the best ways to address and improve life after stroke. And that one had a variety of subcomponents, including improved cognition after stroke, help people come to terms with long-term consequences of stroke, enhance recovery from aphasia, and improve arm recovery and function. And again, these were recommendations made often made by other organizations that, when we did our priority setting exercise, rose to the top as the highest levels of votes in favor of them being a top priority for the WSO in treatment, in prevention, and recovery.
So I want to focus on one of the things you've said, obviously very important elements in stroke research, but I wanted to ask you, what does a global chronic disease prevention initiative actually look like?
So a global chronic disease initiative is really what's sort of been started in the wake of the UN 2011 meeting. As you know, there are now targets for non-communicable diseases, and the World Health Organization has led this charge, 25 by 25, a 25% reduction in premature mortality from non-communicable diseases worldwide by the year 2025. So in trying to accomplish that, there are a variety of targets that all nations across the globe have to consider, many of them targets in controlling cardiovascular risk factors. Many of them will hopefully reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, stroke, chronic lung disease, diabetes, and cancer, which make up the majority of deaths from non-communicable diseases and are on the rise. So stroke needs to be prominent among this list of non-communicable diseases, and we need kind of a global coordinating mechanism across multiple nations and regions to improve vascular risk factor control, secondary prevention, and greater use of treatments for both primary and secondary prevention of stroke. And so I think the WSO has taken a lead in this, working with the WHO and working with other countries to raise awareness about these targets, think about ways that we can share best practices to advance national, international approaches to reducing NCDs, including stroke. And I think we all believe that stroke is of rising concern, particularly as developing countries evolve and a chronic disease becomes more prominent. So I think stroke needs to feature very prominently in our approach to prevention, and I think the WSO is doing everything it can to raise awareness about ways to prevent, treat, and recover from stroke.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I just want to again thank the committee. The committee worked very hard on this exercise. It is something that we have now posted on WSO websites and other blogs. It's something that we have accepted public comments on, and I think it's a working document. It may be just the beginning, and we hope to see evolution of these recommendations and priorities formulate in the future.
I'm Carmen Lav-Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke. You've just been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Rolf Sacco from the World Stroke Organization. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication for the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.